You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I told you I wanted to get into this piece of the Washington Post about seven players who have something to play for and something to prove in this Commanders game tomorrow. So I'll rattle off these names and we can go into these. First one they list is Deebo Samuel. They talk about the veteran wideout, 65 catches, 600 yards, 6 touchdowns, and 9 starts this season. And they point out that he's an unrestricted free agent. We've talked a lot about the fact that we don't know if they're going to bring Deebo Samuel back or not. Beginning of the season, I was all for extending him and paying him good money.
Because what was happening? I mean, the way it looked, my goodness gracious, you're going, what a find.
He was the number one target. He was the number one weapon in the passing game. He was a playmaker. Midway through the season, as he got banged up, slowed down with his production, things have changed just a little bit. And now you fast forward toward the end of the season, and it does feel as though, to me, that paying him really good money on the open market is probably unnecessary. If you could get him back on the cheap on a one-year deal, I think that probably would play. I'm in on like a one-year hometown discount, $13 to $15 million. My guess, he could do a lot better than that in free agency. Somebody else will try to kick the tires. But what I've learned the hard way is what they knew in San Francisco already.
Yep.
He gets banged up. He doesn't quite play at the same level. As the season goes on, people call it out of shape or whatever, but it just seems like he doesn't move as well. I like the player. I don't love the player. And if you're not willing to pay Terry McLaurin big money because of his age, Deebo's the same age with a worse injury history. I just think the
style of play, wear and tear, the whole
out,
nine yards.
You know, we've kind of seen it here.
On a binary, would I like to have him back? Yes or no? Of course, yes. But again, this isn't fantasy football. This is, as you said, real life with salary cap and contracts and team building. Again, I would love to have him at some sort of pie-in-the-sky affordable deal that I just don't think is realistic. I think he'll be able to do better than what I'd be willing to offer.
D-tackle Johnny Newton. We talked earlier about him as one of the young guns that needs to play well down the stretch. 2025, he's got just 27 tackles, 2 TFLs, 2 sacks, and a forced fumble. Those flash plays, those statistical plays where you jump out, have not been prevalent enough. The Post writes, the Commander's defensive line appears due for an overhaul. Part of the process will be figuring out where Newton fits. 23-year-old, he was the 36th overall pick, by the way, in 2024, has not played up to expectations. Even with all the injuries, the defensive line, he hasn't played more than 23 snaps in any of the past 4 games. I want to see more of Johnny Newton, and I need to see him just show me a breakout play. The Chiefs game, he had a great pass rush. It ended up that he got penalized for it. But like those types of moments where coming out of Illinois, you drafted him in the top 40 because he's capable of them. You need to see a few more of those.
Yeah, I mean, it's also you. I always wonder what guys are being asked to do. You know what I mean? Like, I always wonder, is this a, hey, we just need you to stand and hold the point of attack a couple times? That, to me, that's like having a Ferrari and saying, just go in reverse down the block and then, you know, put it under a tarp. I don't know every play what the assignment is. I just want to see the thing. I want to see why we were all supposed to be so excited. Remember, this wasn't just a guy they drafted in the second round. The rhetoric that comes out, they let it be known, they weren't hiding behind this, was it's a first-round talent, you guys. We only got him because he had a foot thing coming out of college. We got the dude. We got somebody special here. I'd like to see that.
But it wasn't just them, too, remember?
No, a lot of people thought
every
that.
Draft expert that came on with us said, steal, awesome pick. Can't believe they got him. I remember there was nobody, when I asked people around the league about their draft, no one they raved about like they did Johnny Newton. Mm-hmm. I had people saying, if not for his injury, he would have been a top 20 pick. Like, multiple people told me that.
Yeah.
Clearly, that was the consensus. Now, it's odd to me. You know what I feel like? It's the second time today this guy's name is going to come up on the show, which is funny. But do you remember when we first saw Lucas Giolito, the former Nats pitcher, who ended up going to the White Sox and becoming really good?
In the Eaton deal, yeah.
The first ever time I saw him pitch in the big leagues, I thought, wait, this is the guy?
This is it?
It was like a 92-mile-an-hour pretty flat fastball with a big looping curveball that he telegraphed. There was nothing that blew you away, and all you'd ever heard about was that he was the best right-handed pitching prospect in baseball, and he's going to be the next star pitcher, and this could be the answer to Strasburg when he's done. And then I'm watching him going, wait, this? Now, I'm not trying to knock Giolito, who was an awesome kid, and I loved him, and he turned into having a good career. He actually kind of got right as he went on and added and subtracted some things. But my point is, that is kind of what Johnny Newton's been so far. And I understand it because if you watch the Illinois tape and you go back to college, it's all there. You can see it. But in the NFL, he is undersized at defensive tackle. He does not hold up or anchor well against the run. From a pass rushing standpoint, it's just not that noticeable. That's what he should be doing. Get him outside the guard. Let him get up the field, kind of push in a crease and push the pocket. You just don't see it. But when you watch him, you're like, this is the consensus first-round talent that they got in round two? That's the feeling I have.
Yeah, I actually like that comp an awful lot. Like, I was promised one thing, and he shows up with, as you said, a flat fastball. Looks like a weekday starter at George Mason. I'm supposed to go, this was the dude that we can't possibly part with in trades? And all of a sudden, he was dangled by Mike Rizzo in every single offer. Yeah, I just want to see the special thing. I'm not asking for 60 snaps, you know, be Aaron Donald. Give me a couple flash plays that let me know I'm not wasting my time.
The third guy here, out of the seven that the Washington Post writes about, with the Commanders playing tomorrow, that has something to prove in these final three games, is Chris Rodriguez. Chris Rodriguez, the tailback, has had one of the most fascinating seasons of any player on this team. I think people forget he had a great preseason. He was their best running back maybe in the preseason. Like where Bill broke out, remember, in that final game against the Bengals maybe at home, whoever that was, he ripped off like a 40-yard run. Mm. And you were like, he got the start. It wasn't Bill. They were kind of putting Bill on ice, I think, because they felt like this is our guy, this is our starter. But then right after having a great preseason, averaging 5-6 yards per carry, he was inactive. The week one inactives came out 90 minutes before kickoff, and Chris Rodriguez is on it. You're going, what? This guy just did everything in the preseason that you wanted him to do. Then he had a groin injury that kept him off the field this past week, and Bill goes for 96. So now maybe he's back to being your number two back. But he has been their most consistent, effective runner this year. He's not as flashy, as speedy. He's not as explosive as Bill. But he is a physical kind of sledgehammer, leans on you. He's a restricted free agent. So there's no guarantee he's going to be around, but I like the idea of saying he's someone who has something on the line.
Yeah, I think that's 100% true because everybody's looked to the next thing. It's like it's the curious case of the backup quarterback, the guy that hasn't had a chance to stink yet in your eyes. You know, not yours, but anybody that's a fan. And you're going, you know, every sample we see of this guy in a meaningless environment has always been pretty good, but he's always been an afterthought. It's always been Brian Robinson. I thought he should have gotten carries over Brian Robinson a lot while Robinson was still here. He's just, to me, a better version of that, like a guy that's maybe not quite as big and strong, but is compact, lower to the ground, better burst, and delivers some of that same punishment that Robinson could do. I feel like Rodriguez has always been a better version of that. I didn't know what I didn't know there. I thought before the season, naively, he would lead the team, assuming health, in rushing yards. I thought he would get more carries than we thought. Hasn't turned out that way. So for sure he's got something to prove. Only has 81 attempts on the season.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.